Oh, Miss Rance, if Mr. and Mrs. Glossop are outside, please ask them to come in. I feel I'm ready for them now. I've taken my tranquilizers.
Professor Humphreys.
Headmaster.
What is the meaning of this outrage?
It's victimization.
Why are you expelling our dear son, Horace?
You never liked the child, never liked him.
He's such a clean, good-hearted boy.
Yeah.
This stain on his career could mean... Oh, Henry.
There, hold on, Gladys. Now, you listen to me, Humphreys. There better be a damn good reason for this, or by heavens, I'll break you. I'll break you.
Yes, well, won't you sit down?
Really, headmaster?
Just a moment, one moment. Mr. and Mrs. Glossop, I have here in front of me the inch-thick file on your son, Horace. It reads like something out of Edgar Allan Poe.
Oh, fancy.
Now, look, headmaster, I know the boy's done one or two things wrong.
To be precise, the boy's done 739 things wrong. And the file is not yet closed.
But Horace is so happy here.
Horace is the only one who is happy here, Mrs. Glossop. Myself, my staff, and the rest of the boys are all driven out of their minds. Still, we're more fortunate than poor Mr. Griffith's geography master.
What happened to him?
We don't know. He hasn't recovered sufficiently to tell us.
I don't believe it. This can't be our Horace, not our boy.
I assure you it is. I remember the first day I met him. There he stood in front of me, his shining blonde hair, neatly pressed trousers, brightly polished shoes. He bought me a toffee apple.
How sweet.
It was only when I bit it that I found the apple was coated with carpenter's glue.
Oh, I suppose that was a bit naughty.
Yeah, but it's no reason for expelling the lad.
You forget, Mr. Glossop, that that was the first week of his first term. This is now the last week of his fifth year. But I'm happy to say there are some parts of the school still standing. Incidentally, before I forget, how did we arrange to pay for the lad?
Eh?
In advance, COD, or hire purchase?
Hey, what are you driving at? Horace's fees are up to date. Aren't they?
Of course. Didn't Horace give you the money, headmaster?
So that's it. I wondered how a 14-year-old could afford to smoke such expensive cigars.
No! Horace stealing from his own parents.
You're lucky it wasn't robbery with violence.
Oh, I don't believe it.
I can't believe it.
I can. There's still an unsolved bank robbery in the town. Terrified customers were held up at gunpoint, and oxyacetylene cutters were used to break into the vault. Tear gas, smoke bombs, the full treatment. And the small, masked bandit in short trousers made his getaway in a fast car.
Well, surely you don't suspect Horace.
Why not? And there was a sign chalked up on the manager's door.
What did he say?
The phantom strikes again.
Ooh, hold me, Henry.
Oh, there, love, there.
Ooh, I'm beginning to think that I don't know my Horace.
Well, we do. I've sent for the boy. So perhaps you'll remain and hear what I have to say to him for the last time before I expel him from this establishment. Horace Glossop will come in now, Miss Rance.
Headmaster?
Stand over there, boy.
Yes, sir. Hello, Mum.
Horace.
Hello, Dad. Dad?
Horace Glossop, it is my unpleasant duty to expel you from this school.
Oh, but sir...
Quiet, boy.
Gladys.
The list of misdemeanors and mischief attributed to you is diabolically impressive. You've burned down the assembly hall. The swimming pool leaks like a sieve. You drove the bulldozer through the cricket pavilion. Oh, I can't go on. You've been destructive, vindictive, and cruel. In short, you're a very naughty boy. What have you to say?
Well, say, well, it's a bit difficult with Mum and Dad here, but... Well, they're to blame.
Oh, Harry!
You see, sir, I haven't got no friends.
Any friends, lad?
Either way, I haven't got none. And my Mum and Dad, well, they never come to see me at weekends or Wednesday afternoons. And, well, really, they never understood me. Nobody wants me. I get so lonely.
Oh, Horace.
Oh, we didn't realize, boy.
Alas, none of us realized the emotional upheaval in this poor child's mind. After all, Horace, who am I to judge you? Perhaps with your parents' permission I could give you another chance.
Oh, yes, please, Headmaster. Yes. I'm sure he'll make amends. We will, too, won't we, Henry?
Of course we will, love. Sorry, Horace, my boy.
That's all right, Dad. Have a cigar.
Quite. Well, now, lad, better get back to class. Where are you this afternoon?
Chemistry, sir.
Then get back to the lab and learn all you can.
Well, actually, sir, if it's all right with you, I'd like to hang on a few moments to chat with my parents, like.
Oh, all right, lad. I can't see what difference a few minutes will make.
Horace! Horace! You're expelled!